Welcome to the Native Diamond Podcast.
Oh, shit! What you waiting for?
Yo, what is up, everyone? Seth Mick here, back at it again with a new podcast episode. It's good to be back. I hope you guys enjoyed your week. Hope all is going well for you. I know Christmas is literally here. I was trying to small talk with someone, and I was like, "You getting ready for Christmas?" And they're like, "It's already here." Like, I should already fucking know that shit. It's here. Ready or not, Santa Claus is everywhere. That guy gets the fuck around. And, you know, Christmas is one of those situations where, you know, it can be the best of times or worst of times. Hopefully, you're on the good side of it, but realistically, there's going to be that time in your life where you're just going through it, especially around the holiday season. It's like a tough time. Either, you know, you're kind of going through it in the moment, or, you know, maybe the holidays kind of bring back bad memories, stuff you're trying to forget, past traumas, family relationships, relationships in general. Maybe you're spending the holiday by yourself or with a limited group. But, you know, I just hope everyone's having a good one. It is really tough. I mean, Christmas, you know, stick with me here, but, you know, Christmas is also a time where we can kind of reflect on, you know, the year as a whole, because, you know, we are getting towards the end of the year, so maybe it could be a good time to reflect on things that you want to change in this coming year. You know, because I'm not perfect, and, you know, none of us are, so maybe my little Dr. Phil moment here, you know, maybe I can have you look forward to, you know, something that you want different in this coming year. And also, like, what were some awesome moments from this past year that you were super stoked on? Because I know there's got to be something that, you know, got you going. I mean, it's been a pretty good year. I tried to make the most out of, you know, what I had a hard time with. But, you know, there's always going to be those years where it's kind of in between also. You're not really sure of where you're at or where you're going to go, but you're just hanging in there, taking it day by day. Sometimes we gotta do that, you know? Where am I going with this? Where are you going with this? Are you just spitballing here? Maybe? Just a little bit? Just a little bit of that. But I also wanted to kind of reflect on, you know, a feeling I had when I first started the pod. I was just not sure of, you know, is it the right time to do this? I kind of heard a podcast the other day, and, you know, they were kind of talking about how you know, we always feel like we need to be at a certain time in our life before we start doing something that we want to do. I know, you know, in my personal experience, I remember, you know, not feeling like I should be doing this podcast. I was kind of rolling the dice. I didn't know what the fuck I was doing. Don't, especially after taking some time off, you know, trying to get back in that groove, baby, that groove, because it is an art. And I felt like I wasn't practiced enough for it, or whatever it was. I just didn't feel like I had the clout to really start a podcast. I'm not some famous guy. I'm just your regular, you know, chef friend who lives down the road. And, you know, sometimes I have good shit to say, sometimes I don't. But, you know, working in this profession and having all the interests that I have, I just feel like, you know, I have that perspective at least. I'm a voice. And I don't need permission, you know? If I want to do something, I should be able to do it. And it should be on my time. It shouldn't be, you know, when I feel like it, all things are perfect and the stars are aligned and now is a good time to do it because everything is where it needs to be. And that's just not the case. Hopefully you're sticking around. I know these podcasts are probably a little bit slower than before. I mean, it is what it is. Sometimes I'm going to be feeling goofy. It's going to be a bunch of dumbass shit. And then sometimes I might try to hit on some more serious mental health type shit. Because, you know, these are just my personal stories. So, anyways, I just felt like I wanted to sympathize with people that are really going through it right now. Mental health has always and will always be something that I really value on the pod and something that I advocate for, because I've been told, I feel like, a lot this past year that, you know, there's not enough guys out here really repping for mental health awareness. But kind of recently, I've been hearing a lot more about people taking their own lives. And it's just a hard topic to touch on. I know depression is huge, especially in all facets and generations. All those gaps, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you're 40 or 60 or sometimes 10, 15 years old. Super young, you know, like it just depends like what you go through in your life. But the point I'm trying to make is, it doesn't matter, you know, how tough you feel or how you're not able to communicate well or whatever it is, but I feel like it's always worse when you suffer in silence, speaking from my own experience. And trust me, I don't have it figured out, because there's times where I'm suffering super hard. And then I start looking at other factors like, damn, I've been drinking a lot. You know, that's probably a reason why I'm sad as fuck right now. I'm hitting that bottle too much. Depending on alcohol to make me happy. And I'm easy to slip into that even on my days off, like right now. Like, sometimes you want to wake up and get it going. You just want to start drinking and get a little day buzz going. And, you know, then that becomes an everyday, all day habit when you are off. And I just don't feel like anyone can really keep up with that, you know. Realistically, I mean, see people do it on TV, or at least if you're watching like reality shows, which I love my reality shows. But it's just not practical to do that every day. And I want to find better ways to, I don't know, I guess be productive, but be able to make it each day, get through it, you know, whatever it takes, because I have a lot of anxiety. You know, I have some chemical imbalance, I guess. I don't know what it is, but some days are easier than others. I feel like we can all relate to that. Some people get through it by drinking or smoking weed or taking a pill or whatever the hell. You know, everyone's getting through it in different ways. I'm not saying it's right or wrong or the other. Some are healthier than others, obviously. But I've always been one to try not to depend on pills. So, you know, as I mentioned on the podcast before, like, I like to, I'd rather smoke a joint than, you know, ever take a pill. It's just not for me. And not shaming that for others, because I know some people are prescribed stuff and they are told by some doctor that they trust to take it on the daily. So what do you do with that, you know? And shout out to the people who, like, raw dog it through life. Who don't do shit at all. Don't have to drink. Don't have to smoke. You know. That's fucking awesome. I hope to one day get to that level where I don't have to feel like I need to do something to get me through the week, you know? Like, not every day I'm, you know, getting fucked up and taking shots and here we go. That's just not how it is. But anyway, shout out to everyone. It's kind of a weird way to start the podcast, I guess, but it was on my mind all week. Just working a lot through the holiday season, and you know, you're trying to just get through the holidays and be positive. I can't wait for this holiday situation to kick off, because me and my wife are going to Gatlinburg, Tennessee. See you in Gatlinburg if you're there. Going to the Smoky, what is it? Moonshine? Smoky Mountain. Distillery of moonshine, and try different flavors of that white lightning. I want to see what they got. I want to go at least sightsee a little bit. I don't know what's going to be open. I don't know. They've put a lot of states around under states of emergency. There's some Arctic mass coming in. Might be snowing. Who fucking knows? Hopefully we don't get like snowed in. I don't want to get stuck. But it's going to be fun. I mean, I like getting out for Christmas. I like leaving town. I feel like it's towards the end of the year. Like, treat it with like some vacation time, because you're already getting some time off. Like, might as well, you know. I know a lot of people are going to be on the road to visit their fam and all that. I just hope, you know, it's going to be safe. With the Arctic Mass running wild, like Hulk Hogan or some shit. Just out there just elbow dropping snowballs on your face. Sounds violent. But that is violent. Snow is violent. It can get violent. It depends who you ask if snow is cool or not. I've noticed, like, when you talk to someone from up north, they're going to snoot at you. I don't want no white Christmas. I had enough of those. Okay, well, people down south, we don't get a lot of those. So it's nice to have. It's nice to see the snow fall. We get a Home Alone experience. Feels like Hallmark is rubbing its nuts in our face. We're actually having a Hallmark facial right now. This white Christmas. I keep hitting the mic. I apologize if you're still listening. If you are still listening, do appreciate it. I just wanted to have a Christmas special. I don't think I even mentioned that so far. But Merry Christmas out there. I feel like the older I get, really only going to ask for like one thing. Because what's the point? Everything that I want now is way fucking more expensive. Some shit I'm going to have to save up all year to buy. Not gonna be able to pull that off in 2 months. Because we all know Christmas shopping is always some last minute shit. It's never something that you're like, oh. I mean, something might cross your mind earlier in the year. You might come back to it and be like, oh yeah, I told the kids they might get a John Deere Gator out of this shit. Out of this relationship. You might come back to it, but I mean, honestly, most time I'm just winging it, and I don't feel like that's a good present either. So I did the lame thing of asking, like, what do you want for Christmas? Because I'm terrible at that shit. I'm really bad at it. You know, I'd rather be upfront with that, because gifting, I'd rather give you what you really ask for. That's practical. You know, I don't want to. I'm not going to gift card you, really. I might. Because I might feel like maybe with that money you're going to get a massage or or like something, get your nails done, something like that. I don't know. Gifting is fucking stupid. Annoying. And those, like, white elephant games, honestly, they just give me anxiety. Why the fuck we call it white elephant? I mean, honestly, I'm sure there's a reason. I feel like white elephant just feels like elephant in the room of, like, no one wants to play this shit. We're a bunch of strangers. I don't know what it is about people. I mean, include myself. I mean, as extroverted as I try to be, I feel like I'm pretty introverted at the same time. But I feel like a lot of people are like that. Like, we're so quick to, like, want to get the fuck up. Like, get up with your friends. Boom. Just get up. Boom. What up? What up, baby? Let's go meet at the brewery. Let's go down and have some brews. You get down there. You guys meet up. What up? What up, baby? What up? What up, whoever? What up, Eric? Heath? whoever your friend's name is. Earl, Pamela, what up? And you're like, fuck, I want to go home. Fuck this. You only hang out for like 3 beers. Honestly, that's why I don't like doing stuff with the fam on like Christmas. Because I just feel like the whole time, well, at least with my family. So I'm always speaking for myself. but, you know, it's like a struggle all day. Not a struggle, but like you're trying to get your shit together. You're trying to get cleaned up. I'm saying that kind of struggle, the grown struggle. Get the house clean. Wipe down some shit. Dust some shit. Make it look like this is how you live. Instead of my house is dirty on the regular. Because everyone probably has a dirty kind of house. Unless you're just cleaning every fucking day or have a maid. Because I would imagine that you live in your house and you just, shit's just being lived in, you know? You got clothes everywhere. You got tools spread out because you worked on something the other night. Kids got toys and shit. Little stupid toys that you got from like some fast food joint. Or I don't even know if they do that anymore, but little stupid like Dollar Tree type toys. You're like, where the fuck did this come from? And why do I have 20 of them laying around everywhere? Don't understand. You know? You're cleaning. I'm still trying to set the picture here. You're throwing shit in the oven. You have your holiday ham, going ham. Hamming up the kitchen and the house. Got that ham smell. Smells good. Ham. Get your family coming over. Half of them probably drink. Half of them probably don't. You got the crazy ones who are really just drinking. Not really that crazy. It's all interpretation. 2 hours later, y'all maybe done ate. And everyone's trying to leave. Go home. It's getting dark. Winter time. It's getting dark at like 4:30 on a cloudy day. So there's that. And you spent all day stressing about that. 2 hours making people feel awkward, including yourself. But, you know, shit you gotta do. Gonna hang out with the fam. It's time for family. Whether you like it or not. It's peekaboo. Except for your family. It's behind the peak. Anyway. I swear there's more in this episode. So stick around. Stick around. Because I had to look up some of the best TV episodes of 2022 per my source, Rolling Stone. I want to kind of talk about some TV shows, reflect on the year, best of, see if I even have watched any of these shows. What's more fun than a countdown? Probably not going to do the 25, okay, in depth. So if I didn't really watch it, I'm going to skip that part of the article. Forewarning, okay? If you had some good moments, get at me. No one even says get at me anymore. But get at me on Instagram, Seth_Benji, B-E-N-J-I, as it sounds. On Instagram and then tell me some shit. I don't know. You probably won't, but who cares? We're gonna make it fun regardless. Because I watched a lot of TV, like, shows this past year. And that's something that I just want to talk about. So let's do it. Let's get into it, all right? First one. Let's see. The After Party. Go ahead and tell you right now. I haven't seen The After Party. But apparently this episode is called Jasper. Season 2, Episode 3. For those of you who know The After Party. So the premise of The After Party, I'm just kind of reading this situation in the article. It says it's like a comic murder mystery. Each episode is told from the perspective of a different potential suspect and in a different genre, from a Fast and Furious parody to animation. Cool. So is it looks like a musical. Is that what's going on? But anyway, The After Party. I don't know if it's good or bad. Maybe we'll check it out. And this is not a good start because here's another one that I haven't seen, but I don't want to like skip over it too hard because maybe you've seen it and I don't want to just do the ones that I know because maybe I want to check it out later. So next one, Andor. A-N-D-O-R. Andor. I don't know. Andor. And the episode is called One Way Out. It's on Disney Plus, Season 1, Episode 10. I feel like I should watch it. It's obviously some kind of Star Wars situation. Or maybe it's not. I don't know. I'm just kind of judging because this is a Lucasfilm. And it's on Disney Plus, but I don't know. It says this 12-hour movie, basically. The show had some pretty stellar individual episodes. There's a prison break. Action and tragedy. Interesting. I mean, I have Disney Plus, so I have to check that out. I just feel like that's a Star Wars thing, but I'm probably wrong. But anyway, next episode, or next TV show, Atlanta. The episode is called The Goof Who Sat by the Door. It's on FX. Season 4, Episode 8. Atlanta is a good show. Actually, I have seen that one. And I kind of forgot that they have season 4, so I'll have to go check that out. I don't know, it's saying that this is really goofy, Atlanta. Maybe it's this season is really goofy. Mockumentary about making the making of a goofy movie. I need to check out Atlanta. All right, the next one says Barry. I've seen like a trailer for Barry. I know it's on HBO because I have HBO. A hitman dramedy has gotten shockingly good at staging action in ways that are simultaneously silly and terrifying. Yeah, that's definitely a show I need to check out. Barry. Damn, there's already season 3. There's probably more seasons, but shit. That's kind of dope. All right, next one. The Bear. Episode review. Episode 7. Season 1. There's only one season. The year's most stressful TV show. I have a lot of friends, you know, in the industry that I feel like they would probably like this show, but being as it's a show about working in the kitchen, I feel like that's a tough sell for people. Sorry, I'm just kind of reading. Interesting, I don't know. I need to go back and watch it. I know my wife really, you know, took hold of it, and it's not that I didn't want to watch it, I just didn't watch it. And it was kind of like one of those shows that was always on, even when I wasn't around, which meant somebody watched it without me. I would like to go back and watch it though, because I think the acting looked pretty good. But that's a good show. Good show. The Bear. I know a lot of people have seen it, and a lot of people have not. Like all things. I'm just kind of flowing through these right now because I realize me reading this list is probably quite boring. Oh, Reservation Dogs. I need to watch that show. I love how the Simpsons made this list. That's dope. Oh, What We Do in the Shadows. Such a good show. Vampires. Oh, The White Lotus. Is that number one? White Lotus is dope. I couldn't really explain to you like what it's about. That's because I haven't seen the whole fucking thing, but just to be honest, it's such a dope ass show. The acting is spot on. It's a lot of people that you recognize and know. It's very nice. Anyway, and I'm back. For those of you who didn't know, I had to take a break. Since it's just me doing the pod. Sorry, I just got ash all over myself. But since it's just me doing the pod, I want to do a lengthier episode. And I don't want to not be able to give you all the energy that I have today. Yeah, I'm a little tired, okay? We're all tired. We're all adults. But I want to give some good programming, okay? Now, something that I've been wanting to do more on this podcast. Actually, I can't even say that. I want to do more because I don't think it's been done really on this podcast, but I'm super into the paranormal, supernatural, all the scary heebie-jeebie shit, spirits, stories, ghost stories, hauntings. I'm into it. Always been into it. I've touched base on it throughout the podcast, and as you can look at my logo, you should be able to see, I'm a huge horror buff. Okay? I love zombie movies. I grew up on these things. The dark arts. That scary shit. It always just has been compelling to me because, you know, I'm a firm believer in afterlife and spirituality and stuff like that. So, I wanted to feature something on my podcast and have like a horror section, so to speak. I love to travel. We love doing those ghost tours. So I feel like it would just be fun to incorporate something like that that I really like on the show. And being as I'm going to Gatlinburg, and you know, this isn't like your, you know, Osborne Christmas. I don't know who Osborne is, but that just sounds like a religious type preacher last name. But, you know, this isn't going to be like your typical Christmas special. You know, because I'm not some super religious person myself. I mean, just to be honest, like, you know, all that stuff aside, it's not like I go to church every weekend. And it's not like, you know, I act holier than thou or whatever. So, you know, I just want to have the horror section. Basically, and we're going to talk about some Gatlinburg ghost stories. Smoky Mountains. Anyway, I just like looked up this generic looking one. It was probably like the first one on Google, but we're going to read them. So get ready. All right, anyway. I love how this is like written for Halloween and I'm reading it for Christmas, but here we are. Okay, some people are really into Christmas. I'm really into Halloween, so should be an all-year thing. All right. This one is called... and. I don't really think these are stories. I think this is just going to kind of summarize what I say. I didn't click a good one, but we're going to read it anyways, okay? Because what I have pulled up. So this is number 6, The Apparitions of Loggers at Elkmont. Elkmont is a former logging cabin, an upscale mountain resort that has been set empty for generations. So it's a ghost town. No pun intended. It's a relic of a long time ago when the world was wild and the 20s were roaring. Many of the ghost stories associated with Elkmont focus on the tragic losses of life that occurred along the logging and rail operations. And it's saying... the truly creepy aspect is the remote mountain resort that has more than a little taste of The Shining. Some visitors report seeing spooky things and lost souls in the area, while reports of the nagging apparitions of railmen and loggers are disturbing. It's the ghost top-hatted Great Gatsby wannabes of the roaring 20s that sends a shiver down my spine. What? So basically these ghosts are these roaring 20 looking Great Gatsby wannabe looking motherfuckers. I don't know if you can go in this cabin alone, but it's saying obviously it's scary as shit. The picture on the cabin, but the cabin, you know, has keep out signs on it. So it's done. I don't know. I wonder if you can rent it. We can click more into that later, but how about this next one? The Roaring Fork Mother Nature Trail. 5.5 miles. It's a narrow one-way drive, but has a frequent visitor you may not know about. The woman at Roaring Fork Mother Nature Trail. Damn, it's hard to say. So anyway, the Roaring Fork Motor Trail is another popular tourist drive, but the trail is reportedly haunted by the ghost of a barefoot woman named Lucy, who passed in 1909. It's a classic haunted yarn, a tale as old as time. A man named Foster or Forrester, according to some sources, met Lucy on the road. They shared a ride and he fell in love, which, by the way, is a little bit fast. Slow your roll, Foster. Anyway, the man went back to talk to Lucy's parents to ask for her hand, only to be told she'd perish in a fire the year before. If you meet a barefoot woman on the Roaring Fork Motor Trail, don't slow down. Holy fuck. That's crazy. So, I mean, if you didn't really understand that because I read stupid, I don't know. So this guy basically met this girl on the road. It's this one-way situation, nature trail, trees on both sides. He meets this girl. He picks her up. For some reason, he just falls in love with her really fast. And he goes to talk to the girl's parents. Apparently, this girl's dead. And this girl's been dead for the whole year. Dude, that's insane. It's actually kind of a cool story, though. But apparently, like, this shit is true. So I might be, like, joking about it. But, I think it's crazy, actually. This next one, let's set it up. Number four, the girl who appears at 333. At LeConte Lodge. Could just be LeConte. LeConte Lodge. LeConte Lodge. I don't know how to say it. But anyway. So it's just like super, like, kind of gloomy looking picture that they're setting here with, you know, the picture they took. It's like on a foggy day. It has all these like Christmas trees around it. Smells delicious, probably. Some Douglas fir. This guy's Douglas fir coat on. All right, anyway. That 333 time is tripping me out because I wake up, you know, usually at like 3 o'clock in the morning, and I'm like, oh hell, what is going on? What is going on? Scary time of the night. The witching hour, if you will. But anyway, LeConte Lodge. There have been several reports of people awakening at exactly 3:33 to see a little girl at the foot of their bed. At my house, that means my little girl, Ainsley, woke up in the night and wants something to drink. At LeConte, the little girl is gone before she can tell anyone what she wants. There's no specific information about who the girl might be or why she likes to watch hikers sleep in the wee morning hours. However, I can promise you, if I wake up with a ghostly girl at the foot of my bed, I'm hiking back down off that mountain. And I ain't waiting for that sun to come up. Sorry. I was kind of laughing at the quirkiness of this writer. There's like a picture. Do you see any mysterious picture? Near the stairway. Yeah, it's kind of creepy. This picture. By the way, maybe I'll share the site. I don't know. But it's called thesmokies.com/is-gatlinburg-haunted/. So, or that's not /, that's just regular /. Yeah, that would be scary as fuck. So you go hiking all day, you're at the La Cante Lodge, living it up, the Great Smokies, yeet yeet, and then you wake up at 3:33 to see a girl at the foot of your bed, some little scary looking girl, some old ring looking girl. And then she just disappears. That's so fucked up. Anyway. Let's get to the next one. Number 3. A jilted lover's revenge at Greenbrier Restaurant. The tale of the Greenbrier Restaurant in Gatlinburg is the classic story of a jilted... What is that, jilted? I don't understand. I don't know what that means. Jilted, just to be honest, is the classic story of a jilted lover exacting revenge upon patrons of a popular eatery. In the 1930s, a woman named Lydia is jilted at the altar of a Gatlinburg church and returns to the lodge where she is staying. Alright, hold on, I gotta look this up. I feel like a fucking idiot. What does jilted mean? Oh. Okay. I didn't know what the fuck that meant. But anyway, suddenly reject or abandon a lover. So it's like having cold feet at the altar. Oh, okay, that makes sense. All right, so this lady is jilted at the altar of the Gatlinburg church and returns to the lodge where she stank. Distraught, she hangs herself using a rafter, still wearing her dress. The ex-fiancé is found days later, having been mauled by a mountain cat. Some diners report seeing a strange young woman atop a pivotal staircase. Others report feeling an immensely sad presence, which may or may not have come with paying the bill. That's fucked up. Wow. So apparently, you can get a meal at this restaurant, the Greenbrier. There's some read also. I don't know. That'd be a cool place to go. Check out and see if you actually, you know, feel some type of way of being there. Like, get the sad presence or, you know, I would kind of hate to see I don't know. I would hate to see the strange young woman on top of the staircase. I'm not gonna lie, that'd be freaky. It says some folks report seeing orbs floating around the graves and cemeteries around Cadis Cove. This next one, number 2, glowing orbs at Cadis Cove. Or Cades Cove. I don't know. Cadis. What the fuck is wrong with me? I can't read. Anyway, when the sun begins to fall at dusk, behind the mountains, the old cabins, churches, and graveyards begin to take a far eerier countenance than they do in the daylight. Sorry, I'm fucking this up. But anyway, there are reports of glowing orbs floating above the graves of people who lived in the cove before it became a tourist track. Oh my god. Ozzy. Come here. Sorry, my cat just scared the shit out of me. I was already kind of scared. Thought I was gonna get an appearance from Ozzy. Not this time. But anyway. I feel like it's Cade's Cove, by the way. I was saying Cadus. Oh, it's so gross. But anyway, I need to read this. Hold on. Some even reported a woman's face coming out of the walls of one of the churches. Forget the bears in Cadus Cove. It's the spirits that'll get you if you don't watch out. Oh, that's gross. And last but not least, number one, the shapeshifter in Cherokee. Legend says that Spearfinger was a shapeshifter who would often appear to children in the guise of an old woman. She had a spear for a hand, which she would hide under her robes. That's crazy as hell. Anyway, Spearfinger is a Cherokee legend of a stone woman with an obsidian spear for a finger. A deceptive shapeshifter, Spearfinger operates in the mountains between North Carolina and Tennessee, seeking out children. In the autumn, the Cherokee tribe would burn brush fires, which Spearfinger would use to locate their village. She would come in the guise of an old woman. She would offer to brush their hair until they fell asleep. Then she would stab them with her finger through the back of the neck and withdraw the liver, which she would eat. Spearfinger had a song, and she'd sing as she moved through the mountains. Liver, I eat it. What the fuck? Oh my god. It flows better, I assume, in the original Cherokee. I bet, because that just sounds dumb. Though she most often appeared as an old lady, she could be anything she wanted. She could appear as another child, a friend, an animal. She was made of stone, so no weapon forged by man could stop her. Her only weakness was her heart, which she carried in her right hand. Her enemy, Stone Man, also ate livers, and he wasn't exactly helpful to the Cherokee. He used the stories of Spearfinger to keep children close to the village. She and Stone Man also had powers to move boulders and rock. Spearfinger created a great rock bridge through the air to travel from mountain to mountain. This angered the higher beings, who destroyed it with lightning. The remains, which are reportedly in Blount County. Legend has it that Spearfinger was eventually... Come here. Oh my god, this cat's scaring the shit out of me. Come here. Come here. Ozzy. By the way, Ozzy is our black cat. Ozzy Malone. Anyway, before this cat scared the shit out of me, he's walked up on me. Legend has it that Spearfinger was eventually destroyed when a chickadee tipped the Cherokee warriors off on her weakness. They pierced her heart, ending her. Interesting. Apparently there's a lot of ghosty type stuff in Gatlinburg. It's kind of trying to sell you on some stuff, and it's like zipline. But anyway, I mean, oh, dope. There's like, cool. There's like two responses to this article. So I wonder if there's like some kind of validity in these stories. All right, so Adam Putman, last year actually, he writes, years ago, my family and I were walking on River Road near the big hotels close to the mysterious mansion. I looked up at one of the balconies and I heard a young child laughing, and I saw a young girl that looked like she was about 7 years old, and she had brownish blonde hair. She was looking over the balcony. I lost sight of her for a few seconds. The hair on the back of my neck stood up for the same reason. Now I looked down on the rocks below. I saw the little girl standing on the rocks, pointing up at the balcony where I first saw her. I walked back towards a bridge that crosses the stream, and I went into the hotel and went to the front desk. I first talked to the person behind the counter, and I told them what I saw, and they asked me to talk to the manager. I talked to the manager, and I told him what I saw, and he explained that a little girl fell from the balcony years ago, and from time to time, people would see her playing on the balcony. Holy shit. So, someone else actually wrote this year, in March, my husband and I hiked on a local trail. We heard people talking behind us, and I backtracked and couldn't find anyone behind us. And that upset me because I felt a hand on my shoulders. Jeez. Yeah, that would do it for me. But anyway, apparently there's some more, but you know, I figured out what jilted meant, and that kind of just makes it for me, you know? But yeah, I don't want to, oh my gosh, this fucking cat is killing me right now. But anyway, I'm just going to let him down. Bye, Ozzy. Anyway, yeah, I mean, that's pretty much all I have for today's episode. I know, anticlimactic. I don't really have, like, a lot of Christmas-related stuff to talk about. I mean, Christmas is more of a time for me to, you know, not make it about the material shit and hang out with the family that I'm trying to make, you know? And, I feel like that's more important than presents and all that. You know, make memories. But I hope you have a merry little fucking Christmas. I can't wait to come at you in the new year. if I don't get to do one of these before, you know, I wanted to do this, start doing some ghost stories. I just think it's cool. Appreciate you hanging out with me today. Can't wait to see you on a future episode. You know the drill. Merry Christmas.
Shine on.
Shine on.
Hell yeah.